How, just in terms of the preparation this week, how different is it not knowing at this point quarterback? How do you have two different game plans that you're preparing? Or?
Yeah, I think, based on the how the game ended with Terrell, then obviously we knew that kind of when we got back on the plane that that might be the situation. So we kind of put together two different packages at this point.
Was it encouraging just to see him on the field today?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Does he need to be able to be out there completely tomorrow in order to play on Sunday? Or how does that,
we'll decide that with Coach Allen. We'll make that decision as a staff and as an organization. Certainly, safety is first with whatever decision will be made, but we'll decide that as a staff.
A lot does the fact that the Redskins' defense right now, I would say, is struggling. Does that influence your decision much, knowing that, well, maybe this is a week where we can give him a little extra time?
No, I really don't think you can think that way on any week and any given weekend in the NFL. And they've struggled. They've also played two excellent quarterbacks, really, in Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers. You know, so you look at the teams that they played, some explosive offensive teams. I think they got caught by surprise in the opening game by Philadelphia. It was Philadelphia's first game with the no huddle. So when you look at the teams that they played, you can understand a little bit. And then the other thing is that really they've come out in each one of those three games with three separate game plans. So you're really kind of planning for the unexpected somewhat. I think they tried to settle in last week against Detroit a completely different game plan than the first 2 weeks and what they were doing with their personnel. They have some talented people on defense. So, it's every week's a challenge. So I don't think you would ever take any team lightly, no matter what the personnel or record.
How different has Matt looked in practice these past 2 days as opposed to what he was looking like towards the end of training camp?
His arm looks fresher. I mean, I think that jumps out probably to everybody, is that his arm is certainly much fresher.
How different are the game plans for him if he's started versus Terrell? Is it a big difference, or is it just a few tweaks? How?
It's a few tweaks here and there, really. You know, you're going to be able to add the option of some of the things that we're doing with Terrell in a run game. But to be honest with you, since Terrell's taken over, we've done some of those things. When Matt's got in and taken the few reps that he has, he's done some of those things, and he's comfortable with that. Now, he's obviously not the athlete Terrell is, but as far as knowing when to pull the ball and when to hand it off, he's good at that.
Is Arakpo one of those outside rushers, upper echelon guys that you really have to – be accounted for all the time?
Yeah, we think both he and Kerrigan are two elite rushers there. So we've got to be aware of those two guys. And they create matchup issues. They did last week in Detroit. Again, Detroit, I'm sure, wasn't prepared for the plan that Washington, gave them. And I would believe that Washington probably felt pretty good about the plan. When you look at the score, even late into the third quarter, they were doing some good things. And they did what they wanted to do. They wanted to limit Detroit's rushing game, and they did that with that plan. But they are two real quality defensive rush ends, rush linebackers, whatever you want to call them, and they do create some matchup issues.
Was it nice for you to see Moore kind of have a pretty consistent game, even more than just the big 73-yard touchdown pass, but the fact that he stayed active throughout?
Yeah, that was good. We just got to find a way to be more consistent. Start faster. You can't, start the way that we did against a Peyton Manning-led team like that. So we're searching for more consistency, more consistency in our base run game plan. But and we're still finding out a little bit about the players that we have still, again, and it's, really in reference to what we have playing up front or who we have playing up front. We missed Lucas Nix again last week, so we had another different guy in there. So, and we're still finding out what Tony Pashos does and what Khalif Barnes can do, on the left side as opposed to being on the right side is most of his career. But we've got to find more consistency there.